Good morning.
Good morning. It is July 27th, 2009, and this is a very special encore edition of the Brain Labor Report.
We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland, and across the USA. These multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true, but they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up, we cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise, we'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see.
Now
when they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't pull like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on public education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah. You know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Okay, and Feeney, wish we were calling the shots. That's what the Brain Labor Report is all about. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
And it is show number 479, the 479th edition of the Brain Labor Report. We come to you every morning. It's a 7 a.m. show on the West Coast. That's Pacific time. By gosh, 10 o'clock back east. And that's important because it's back east where our guest will be this morning, Julius Margolin. He's been with us before, and we are honored. In a few minutes, we'll get Julius on the phone. We'll have a little chat with him. Happen to know that in Ashland, Oregon, there's going to be a screening of the film A Union Man. That'll be this Sunday, 6 o'clock at, actually, it starts at 7 o'clock. Yeah, that's right, at the Siskiyou Pub in Ashland, Oregon. George Mann is with us for that show, and at the conclusion of A Union Man, George will be singing some songs. He'll be answering questions, too, about the film, but then he'll sing some labor and folk songs. So that's a lot of fun. We'll be asking Julius about the film and his role in it when we get him on here in just a few minutes. Okay, for this morning, oh, yeah, always near the top of our our half-hour show, we like to bring you the Workers Independent News. Frank Impact's project out of Madison, Wisconsin. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news syndicated across the country, and glad to have it here on KSKQ and the Brain Labor Report. So for, it is Friday, October 24th, 2008. Here is the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Workers at a luxury resort in Massachusetts will finally receive more than $14 million in tips, Jesse Russell reports.
Roughly 600 workers at a luxury resort in the Massachusetts Berkshires will be receiving $14.7 million worth of overdue tips. In a class action lawsuit filed against the Canyon Ranch Resort, employees claim that customers were discouraged to tip because it would be included in an 18% service fee attached to the bill. The employees claim they never received a portion of that service fee. The resort claims no wrongdoing, but has agreed to pay out the $14.7 million to employees who worked at the resort between August 2004 through October 2007.
Keith Franco found out the hard way that all too often workers' legal union rights aren't worth a thing when employers decide to violate them. Franco is hoping for an Obama win November 4th so the Employee Free Choice Act can be passed to put some real teeth into union rights. Franco tried to help organize a union at Cablevision in New York.
I've never felt so discriminated in my life. And my van was vandalized. My personal truck was vandalized. The words like union scum.
Cablevision was able to use a union-busting law firm to beat the workers' union organizing effort. But Franco has since quit Cablevision, and he's now in the second year of an Ironworkers Local 46 apprenticeship in New York City. He's now paid nearly $32 an hour and has solid health, pension, 401k, and annuity benefits.
Everyone deserves a right to work under a union contract when they want to, and, you know, they should really pass the Employee Free Choice Act, so hopefully Obama will get elected, and this will go right through, and people, you know, don't have to go through what I did, because, you know, no one should really have to go through the discrimination I did. It was horrific.
Employers on a Navajo reservation in Arizona will now be required to allow nursing mothers the opportunity to breastfeed or breast pump while on the job. The Navajo Tribal Council passed the law unanimously on Wednesday, and businesses now have 90 days to submit a written plan to the Tribal Labor Office explaining how they will handle the new law. The nation joins 13 U.S. states that allow such measures for nursing mothers.
Here is today's economic report. 41 states suffered monthly job losses in September. That is more than double the 18 states that reported job losses in August. Payrolls declined by 159,000 jobs last month. The United States economy has now lost jobs for 9 months straight. Michigan lost the most jobs, shedding 28,300. That state was followed by Georgia. The state to gain the most jobs was Missouri, only adding 3,800.
WIN's Labor News is now available right on your cell phone. Just dial 425-527-7001. Get your WIN Labor News on your cell phone at 425-527-7001. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. We will go to a song here and get 92-year-old Mr. Julius Margolin on the phone. By the way, the reason we're doing this is Julius is not traveling with George. I mentioned we're going to be showing A Union Man, the film about Julius, and George will be doing a labor concert this Sunday, 7 o'clock, I got that right, don't I, Jason? Yeah, 7 o'clock in Ashland, Oregon at the Siskiyou Pub. That's on Water Street. And so Julius is not able to travel for this, and that's the reason that he is our guest this morning. He won't be here Sunday, but he'll be with us here in just a few minutes on the Brain Labor Report. Okay, that's if the telephone line works. We will be making that contact. By the way, he should be more awake than we are, Jason. It's after 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Okay, with that, let's play. Oh, this is a fun song, and this is near the beginning of A Union Man, the documentary about Julius Margolin. Don't Let Age Get You Down. Okay, let's play that now. Here we go.
Don't let age get you down. You're never too old to play around. I've got friends who are 82 who live like there's still plenty to know. I've lived long and still I find old folks sound in body and in mind, just like the young in their prime. I live it up and don't think of time. So live your life and learn today. Live it fully and learn to care. You'll find this view to be sound. So don't let your age get you down. Don't let age get you down. You're never too old to get around. The outlook on life we have is key. So I don't let old age worry me.
Okay, don't let age get you down. And I think we got the musician, the singer of that song, on the phone right now. Julius Margolin, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Wes.
Well, good morning to you. It's kind of early here. I think, did you get your coffee? Are you awake yet on the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm an early riser, so I've been up.
Okay, well, we get up early and do the show every morning out here, and it takes a couple cups of coffee. Sometimes it kicks in and we wake up. Julius, sometimes we never wake up. tell us about yourself. How are you doing? We spoke before we got you on the phone. We're really looking forward to this Sunday. We're going to be screening A Union Man, and your buddy George Mann's going to be here at the end of the screening here in Ashland, Oregon. He's going to play some folk and labor songs. So we're excited about that, and that's why we got you on the show today. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm improving all the time. I still have problems. I tire very easily. But I guess at 92, you got to expect it.
I got to tell you, you are the second guest this week on the Brain Labor Report in their 90s. Jason, who helps me, he's the engineer here, helps me do the show. We had, what day was it?
Was Tuesday.
It was on Tuesday. We had Jason's grandfather. He is 92 also. By the way, he's got you beat by about 6 months. He was born.
That's all right. I hope his health is okay.
I think he's doing great, and it's so much fun to talk to our seniors on the Brain Labor Report. Oh, you should have heard him. He's got a great voice, radio voice, and real strong radio voice. His career was writing, by the way, and he even got into Hollywood a little bit, and I bet you, I don't know, you guys could have even touched paths. You never know these things.
I was an electrician in film on the East Coast.
Well, that's probably...
Before I retired.
Okay. Well, that's probably why you guys maybe never did. There used to be more division, I think, between the East and the West Coast. Things have moved so quickly these days, it's almost like, the same coast sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Julius, tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm going to guess we might have a listener this morning who's never heard of Julius Margolin. For our guests, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I've had a long life. I've been active in the labor movement since the CIO days. I was active in helping to organize the CIO.
Wow.
And when it first started, when John L. Lewis and the group that were expelled from the AFL Fighting for Industrial Organization organized the CIO, and I've been active ever since in many different industries.
Okay. Well, in fact, the documentary about you, A Union Man, it goes into that pretty good. The new version, some folks have maybe seen it before. We have a version now. This is the final version. It's a little bit shorter, and there's some narration now. Would you, the changes were a good thing in the film, don't you think?
The whole thing was George's idea. Oh. I had qualms about doing it, but I wanted to get to the young people to let them know about the trade union movement and how important it is for them to be active in trade unions in order to better the conditions of working people throughout the United States and the world, and for world peace.
Wow. Well, that's an admirable thing. So if you were to choose a target audience for A Union Man, if I hear you right, it would be young people. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Oh. It's we've got to bring them in. Us old-timers, we're kind of slowing up a bit. And unfortunately, there are many old-timers who know very little about the history of the labor movement. They're wonderful people and good organizers, but you can't do a really effective job of organizing and fighting unless you know the history of your labor movement and of your past. And it was a very important history, a history of struggle. Working people never won anything without struggle and organization.
Well, that's an important thing. I think there's some people who are under the idea that, those big corporations, all you got to do is ask them nicely. If you ask them nice, then they'll give you something. Doesn't work that way, does it, Julius?
I don't think I ever found an employer who was willing to better your conditions.
Well,
After all, profit is their motive, and we workers are the ones they squeeze it out of. They don't get it anywhere else.
Well, that is for sure, and there is a squeeze on the workers. We start every show off Ann Feeney singing A War on the Workers, our Brain Labor Report show, and I'm glad we picked that theme because, by gosh, and then the last line of her show is, if workers were calling the shots. And wouldn't we have a different world? Can you imagine? Are you familiar with any kind of workplaces where people do have more control and control the shop floor and where the workers actually control the pace of the work and all that kind of thing? Is that still happen anywhere?
I'm not quite sure. We've lost so much since the early CIO days, and we did have a lot of control during the CIO days. Because we had great strength and we were a militant labor movement that wouldn't take any crap from employers or the political pundits who were their tools. And we had great strength in those days, so the conditions that we won were much better.
Wow.
And we had a greater degree of control than we have now. And I think that militancy, which we lost, which we wouldn't take anything from either the politicians or the employers, has been somewhat lost. We've got to regain it. We've got to regain that militancy.
I want to ask you about that word, militancy. The word itself scares some people, and I think they think that means guns or something. Militancy doesn't necessarily mean you take a gun to somebody's head, which it does. But people really get mixed up about such words, you know?
No, except that the employers used guns against the labor movement.
Oh, boy.
And murdered many workers. The many working-class heroes during the history of the labor movement were murdered, and even their families, like the miners in many parts of the country, who were just slaughtered by the employers' thugs, and even by, unfortunately, our troops that were used by the employers.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. In school, I don't think they go in depth and teach that very much. Isn't that something? How can they ignore such important parts of our history, Julius?
Well,
any ideas?
Because labor hasn't insisted and organized to get education of trade union history in the schools. It should be in every school, and working class trade unions should be teaching it, not just professors who have skimming knowledge of labor.
Fred Glass in California put together a pretty good series about, I think it's called Working Hands, Golden Lands. And it was developed for use in the school system there. And it's a wonderful example. I think this is what we're talking about is, you know, is the history of the labor movement.
Absolutely.
We need, Julius, we need to duplicate that across the country. Any comments on?
And labor should be fighting to guarantee. You know, people learn only a partial history of the United States. The most important is the labor movement, which we really built this nation. The labor movement built the United States into the powerful nation that it became. And we get no recognition for it.
Well, how about this one, Julius? Any comment on this? Today, with some of the economic downturn and everything, there's a lot of good, hardworking people who get up every single morning who are losing their houses, Julius. They are losing their health care. They don't have health care. And in fact, I'm talking about not low-lifers, lazy people, people who work hard every single day. What the hell is going on, Julius? Would you comment on that, please?
Yes, because I was one of the millions who were affected by the first depression in the 1930s.
Uh-huh.
Mass unemployment, mass hunger, people being evicted from their homes, farmers who are losing their land. All of that was happening on a huge scale in the 30s. That's why people who were never politically active before became politically active. And that's going to happen again because no one knows where this crisis is going to end. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse. And there's so many indications that it may be even worse than the 1930s.
Wow.
So that people better prepare themselves for struggle, because the politicians and the employers who are the dictators of the United States are not going to let labor and the people fight for better conditions. They'll do the same thing that they did in the 1930s, use the police and the army against us.
Well, those are grave predictions. Coming from somebody who saw the hard times before, what can we do right this time? How can people take back some? You know, we give $600 billion to corporations, $700, I guess, what they're talking about. Shouldn't some of that be going to ordinary working people, Julius? Of course.
It shouldn't have gone. You know, it shouldn't even have gone to the Wall Street swindlers. You know, Wall Street, the market, the world market, are bigger crooks than Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
They have more effect on society than Las Vegas does. And we all know that Las Vegas is a clip joint, but it's a piker compared to the Wall Street and world imperial gangsters who are robbing us right now and getting people to lose their homes, and jobs are going to be lost. So we in the working class have to be prepared for mass struggle.
Folks,
the only way we're going to be able to better our conditions and retain democracy, because they have no interest in democracy.
Oh, boy. Folks, if you're just joining us this morning on the Brain Labor Report, you're listening to an interview with Julius Margolin. He's on the phone with us. He's on the East Coast. We're talking about the screening of a union man, going to take place this Sunday, 7 o'clock, Siskiyou Pub in Ashland, Oregon. But we're also talking about Julius is 92, and he has seen some tough times before. We're talking about the Depression. We're talking about the economy today and similarities to some of the things that that Julius has seen in the past. Quite a history lesson, and we wish more people could learn this history. I would like to go out maybe on a not such a gloomy note, okay, Julius? Can we go out on a fun note?
Before you do.
Yes.
One last word.
Yes, please.
McCain is no different than Bush. He's for all the same things, and they lie like hell. If they get in, we're going to have the same. And if I want to give what little wisdom I do have,
yes,
that's it.
Okay, folks. Well, time to vote. Get your ballot in. We mail them in Oregon. Listen, we got just a couple of minutes. A quick introduction as we go out. We're going to play A Pedestrian's Lament. Let's end the show on a fun note. Tell us about that, please.
Well, that's a very interesting, funny thing. In any city where there are a lot of traffic, bicycles are running up and down the streets, and they can be more dangerous than automobiles.
I tell you, yeah.
And one afternoon, I almost got run down by a bicycle, and of all things, rollerblades.
Oh, my gosh.
So Pedestrian's Lament is comment, musical comment, on those incidents.
With that, we've got to go out right now. Thanks for being our guest this morning. And we'll play A Pedestrian's Lament. Thanks a lot, Julius.
Oh, thank you. And take care of yourself, Wes.
Okay, see you later.
Keep fighting.
We're going to keep fighting. Thank you, Julius. Here we go.
I've always feared God drivers, and I fear them still. But if I ever get run down, it'll be by a bicycle. I have lived a long life, and I hope much longer still. But if I ever get run down, it'll be by a bicycle. I hope